postmodern cultural themes. These broad academic themes in turn inform our more specific cultural debates. Whether the Western canon of great books is a distillation of the best of the West and reflective of a multifaceted debate, or whether it is ideologically narrow, exclusive, and intolerant. Whether Christopher Columbus was a modern hero, bringing two worlds together to their mutual benefit, or whether he was an insensitive, smugly superior point man for European imperialism, bringing armed force that rammed European religion and values down indigenous cultures' throats. Whether the United States of America is progressive on liberty, equalities, and opportunities for everyone, or whether it is sexist, racist, and class-bound, for example, using its mass-market pornography and glass ceilings to keep women in their place. Whether our ambivalence over affirmative action programs reflects a strong desire to be fair to all parties, or whether those programs are merely a cynical bone thrown to women and minorities until they seem to be helping, at which point there is a violent reaction by the status quo. Whether social conflicts should be diffused by encouraging the principle that individuals should be judged according to their individual merits and not according to morally irrelevant features such as race or sex. Or whether group identities should be affirmed and celebrated, and whether those who balk at doing so should be sent for mandatory sensitivity training. Whether life in the West, and especially America, is improving, with average longevity and wealth increasing in each generation. Or whether America has abandoned its urban underclass and fostered a bland consumerist culture of shopping malls and suburban sprawl. Whether the liberal West is leading the rest of the world to a freer and more prosperous future, or whether its heavy-handed intrusiveness in foreign policy and its command of the international financial markets are exporting its McJobs to non-Western nations, locking them into the system and destroying their indigenous cultures. Whether science and technology are good for all, extending our knowledge of the universe and making the world healthier, cleaner, and more productive. Or whether science betrays its elitism, sexism, and destructiveness by making the speed of light the fastest phenomenon, therefore unfairly privileging it over other speeds, by having chosen the phallic symbol, I, to represent the square root of -1, by asserting its desire to, quote, conquer nature and penetrate her secrets, unquote, and, having done so, by having its technology consummate the rape, by building bigger and longer missiles to blow things up. And whether, in general, liberalism, free markets, technology, and cosmopolitanism are social achievements that can be enjoyed by all cultures, or whether non-Western cultures, since they live simply and in harmony with nature, are superior, and whether the West is arrogantly blind to that fact, being elitist and imperialistic, imposing its capitalism, its science and technology, and its ideology upon other cultures and an increasingly fragile ecosystem.